Numbers chapter 30. And Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. If a man vow a vow to Yahweh, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word, he shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. If a woman also vow a vow to Yahweh, and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hear her vow, and her bond with which she has bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond by which she has bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he hears, not any of her vows, or her bonds by which she has bound her soul shall stand, and Yahweh shall forgive her, because her father disallowed her. And if she had at all a husband, when she vowed or uttered anything out of her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard, then her vows shall stand, and her bonds by which she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard, then he shall make her vow, which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, by which she is bound her soul, of none effect, and Yahweh shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow, and of her that is divorced, by which they have bound their souls, shall stand against her. And if she vowed in her husband's house, or bound her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband heard, and held his peace at her, and did not disallow her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond by which she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband has utterly made them void on the day that he heard, then whatsoever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows or concerning the bond of her soul shall not stand. Her husband has made them void, and Yahweh shall forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. But if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he established all her vows, or all her bonds which are upon her. He confirms them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard. But if he shall any way make them void after that he has heard, then he shall bear her iniquity. These are the statutes which Yahweh commanded Moses between a man and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth in her father's house. End of chapter 30.